You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Fix myself. No. Oh, man.
Amazing. Amazing yesterday, huh?
Oh, man.
Wow, all the thumbs you had.
Ooh. Oh. Turn it up. Turn it up. This is a great part. No! Oh, man. No joke. God, insane.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So tired.
I don't know. Are you tired, John?
Yeah.
Me too. Why is that?
I think
what did we do last night?
We went out after doing the afternoon show.
I remember we had dinner together.
We never do. No.
We just, once a year, like every other year.
It's brutal.
We get out and do something.
We slap food into our mouths. It's not pretty. That's why we never do it.
Well, you know.
But Catherine was there, so we were on our best behavior.
Well, we tried.
And we were blue plate, and we went across the street, or down the street, rather, and saw Pete Schwappa's movie.
Yeah, at the Atwood Music Hall, and, man, it was a great turnout. It was terrific to see everybody
there. It was.
It
seems like I missed everybody that was there. So I think maybe they just avoided me or something, because I didn't see anybody, and you...
I named all these people that were there. That you see, like Mike Mercury, hadn't seen him in quite a long time. Mike and his wife, Barbara.
I still haven't seen him in an awful long time.
Well, yeah, it was good to catch up with him.
Yeah.
He asked where you were, and I said, well, he's here somewhere. I don't know. We just walked in, and, you know, that we split up.
I stood there by the entrance all that time.
I didn't go
anyplace.
Oh, well, should have mingled a little bit.
Well, I guess so, apparently.
Yeah. A lot of people from Civic Media there, and that was great. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was terrific to see everybody. Producer Conrad was there from Pete's show.
I missed Conrad, too.
Dom was there. Sam was there,
yeah.
Our old producer.
I didn't see Dom at all.
I was also trying to avoid everyone.
All right.
What's the matter with you guys? and Aaron Zommers was there.
Of course, I was blind drunk last night, so...
Maybe that's why you really shouldn't have started drinking at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, especially since the show's over at 5. That last hour, I don't remember. We just gave it over to Rocker, let him do the show.
I know. That was, that did help.
But it was great. It was a great night. And, Pete Schwabe, man, that was a terrific movie. And everybody really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a good copy. Yeah. Schwabe was saying to me, he said, boy, it looks really dark, doesn't it? Mm. And I'm thinking...
I didn't think so.
I actually like the dark. I mean, the whole point was, when you have blacks in a movie, that's a really good sign. It's a good quality print. I think we had a great print. Great audio, right? I mean, you didn't miss anything. It's just really well done out there.
And thanks to the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah.
Man, it's a great venue, and they have a lot of bands, but they do a lot of other events there too. And thanks to Downdrin's Distilling for helping to bring that show.
Yes.
And also the Dane County Humane Society, we made a little money for them last night, so that was great too.
Sam was out there.
Yeah, he was.
I saw Sam. Mm-hmm. He was standing outside when we were walking up, afraid to go in, I guess. You know what? Yeah. No, he was at the ticket window.
He was, yes. Yeah.
I was in a ticket window in years.
Oh, man.
And that was kind of strange, but it's right there on the sidewalk.
Yeah. And right when we walked in, again, we kind of went different ways, but this guy walks right up to me and said, you must be Gordy. I don't know who this
is. Yes, I saw that. I did.
And his name was Gordy.
Oh.
Although he goes by Gordo, And I'll tell you, there's... There's not that many Gordies or Gordons or Gordos out
there.
That's
true.
So when we find each other, we bond with the name. It's
absolutely.
It's like, oh,
well,
you know, what have you had to deal with this name? it's a little different. But
Gordo, why Gordo?
I don't know.
I mean, that's really, it reminds me of Gorgo.
Well, Gordo also in Spanish means the fat one, El Gordo.
Oh, really?
Means,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I also saw Linda from the Brewers game.
She came
up
to
me.
Oh, I didn't see her either.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, she was in the front row, and she was talking to me throughout the entire
night. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific.
You know, the thing is, the lights were so bright. I mean, that's the way it is on stage.
Well, right.
But you don't get to see the audience, you know? And that's the big problem, you know. I would have loved to have seen some of the audience members out there and maybe, you know, rub shoulders a little bit afterwards, but I had to go.
You left early.
I had to leave.
You had to leave and get some material together for today's
show. For two shows.
Yeah. But,
damn.
So, yeah, it was too bad you missed the question and answer. I almost fell off the stage, and that was kind of a highlight. Yeah.
That would have been fun.
People were gasping. you know, it's a bad thing when people gasp. Almost broke an ankle there. I was trying to get off the stage. I ran around with the microphone like Phil Donahue, you know, used to do. It was fun. But when I first get off the stage there, I kind of landed oddly. And now this morning, my back hurts. My knee hurts. I was like, ooh. I must have landed a little harder than I thought.
Any
bone jarring?
Anyone try to help you? Or
nobody helped.
They didn't
me.
No one tried to help.
Tom, you were in the front row. Why didn't you get up and help me?
I don't, man. I thought you had it. You know, I don't know. Me and Conrad looked at each other. We're like,
is he okay? Okay, let's let him go.
Well, you know, people are afraid to help seniors.
That's right. Yeah, they're afraid they'll get sued. You know, if they do something wrong. We got Matt from Middleton on the phone early this morning. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, morning, guys. You know, if you're tired, you can just let AI do your show for you. It would only take about, 200 gigawatts of energy for a two-hour program. It's worth it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Matt,
sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
I wish I was there.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I had to work. But.
Yeah. You know, you ought to come in and host the show once in a while.
Yeah.
Matt, you know, you're one of our early morning callers. You could come in and do a couple of segments. What do you think?
I would love that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about this daddy concept with these so-called manly Republican men. It's really creepy, and I don't understand it. But I watched this recent clips of Joe Rogan, and he's waxing philosophical through the mind of an idiot, talking about how, I think it comes from Peter Thiel and this Antichrist stuff and their fascination with AI, where they seem to be terrified of it, but they're fully embracing it, which I also don't understand. But Joe Rogan saying that they look forward to this sentient AI being coming to life that will basically be the return of Christ or something, and it's going to be their daddy figure that's going to save us from ourselves.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and
boy.
It's so nuts, because these are the people who are causing all the problems, and yet they know it's a problem, yet they continue to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gives them a chance to complain about the problems that they have by creating more of them and never solving the ones that exist currently. Yes, it's a nightmare.
It's a real conundrum.
Well,
it's a nightmare for all
of us. It's a conundrum for them.
They're all drinking the same Kool-Aid, you know, and they just keep drinking it.
It's bad.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling. Our phones are open here, 608-879-8255. We're going to be talking to Pam Yonke in a few minutes. Check in with the fabulous farm babe.
It's almost like a comedic bit.
What
Matt does, he says, well, you know, I ran into these guys the other day.
I know. He could be a stand-up.
He could be.
Maybe he did that in a former life. I don't know.
We got to get him in here.
I think so. Yeah. I think we should start letting our listeners come in and
kind of fun.
Do the show while we take a smoke break. Take it for 15 minutes. We'll be back.
Let's start having our guests one after the next, right?
Our guest listener.
Because
folks,
we're trying to do the afternoon show,
yeah,
And we feel responsible for doing the morning show as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why we come in. Glad, happy to do this.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that, you know, endurance-wise, there is that wall that you hit every once in a while with show prep and bringing good stories to you and conversations. So
all of that and the split shift, it just screws up your body clock a lot.
It does. I couldn't get to sleep last night.
I was up till like 1:30, 2
o'clock. Because I'm used to staying up later now.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of a odd thing. I only had like 4 hours of sleep. I know how many hours of sleep I have because I have a Samsung watch that keeps track of all that kind of stuff. How about you?
I have several alarm clocks around me. So I'm trying to get to sleep, Can't do it.
Those alarm clocks that look like they're from old Looney Tunes cartoons.
I have several. I have one wind up.
Okay,
I have two electrics. And then I have my phone, so I have several backup systems there. Yeah.
But see, you don't need one like that when you have your system right on your wrist.
But you never take that off, right?
I do.
You wear it 24 hours a day.
No, I take it off
after day.
When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is take it off. I put it on the charger, and by the time I leave for the show here, I put it back on, and it's fully charged.
But my point is, you're sleeping with it on, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Seems uncomfortable to me. Why would you have that?
It depends on the on the firmness of your mattress. I mean, I have a nice mattress pad on there that absorbs any of the roughage around my wrist.
Roughage.
Well, yes, that's what I call it.
Well,
it's bulky.
What are those monitors that prisoners wear around their ankles?
Ankle monitors. Yeah, ankle braces.
So it's like that. I can't imagine. Wouldn't that be uncomfortable?
Not like that.
Yeah.
No, they make them a little slimmer now. They used to be huge, huge, huge.
It's still pretty big.
Yeah, but it's about it's about the size of yours.
No, it's not.
I sleep with my phone in my pocket. So yeah, I one up you there.
Wow.
Okay,
I really do.
Really?
I do. I promise I do. Yeah.
What if?
Where do you have these giant cysts? These huge growths on your leg.
You sleep with your phone in your pocket.
Yes.
In your, like a pajama pocket? Or
it wakes me up because in the morning I have my alarm clock on my phone and it vibrates my
That's so
my
weird.
Leg.
Vibrates your what? Your leg?
My leg. Yeah.
Okay, we weren't sure where you were going there for a second.
I was, but I had to try and clean that up.
So did you check your Samsung watch? You know, we haven't checked for the sunrise and sunset lately. Is that working yet?
We weren't here.
That's right.
Sunrise at 7:14, and I know that everybody's checking this one off.
Yeah.
4:22, sunset.
Oh, man.
It's getting
darker early.
We have music, don't we?
Yeah, we can do that when we come back.
We'll come out of the break with a song about being dark during the day.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a couple of cuts. We'll try one of them.
Yeah. Right around the corner, we're going to check in with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and a little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, Savannah Tomei Olson and Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. Just getting started on a Friday morning. It's John and Gordy. Thank you for joining us. It's wake up time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's true. Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fun at all.
The Holderness family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great stuff, isn't it?
John and Gordy for a Friday morning. It's chilly out there, 14 degrees, highs today in the mid-20s, maybe some light snow late in the day and into the evening. And Pam Yonke joins us, a fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. Now, Dominic, seriously, you sleep with your phone in your pocket, and you're telling me that's purely for the alarm?
It is. It is. Well. I'm not telling a lie, Pam. I'm not telling a lie.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
There's a lot of means that I will deploy to make sure I don't miss my alarm, but I don't know. I'm with. I can do the watch thing. You know, I've got one of those smart watches that will try to roast me and multiple alarm clocks, but I don't think I want anything in my pocket waking me up.
I know.
That might be alarming.
Yeah, really alarming. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, REM is enough of a problem when you wake up. But
oh, boy.
Yes.
Anyway, whew. Yeah, that sounds scary and exciting all at the same time.
Right. Okay.
Oh, well, let's get into something here that you mentioned. It's the Center for Dairy Research, and the dairy farmers of Wisconsin are celebrating the cheese trends for 2026. And it's a really interesting website that you pointed out in your little email that you sent us. It's kind of fun.
Yes. Cheese trends.
Yeah, well, and it's brand new, right? And looking at 2026, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin commissioned this study from the Center for Dairy Research, and they found what consumers are looking for. And I think having talked with you guys long enough now, I think a lot of them will resonate. So I'll start with number five, which is authenticity. People want not only a great product, but they want to be able to connect with where it came from, connect with the story behind it. And I think in Wisconsin, we do a really good job telling that story about the dairy farmers, the cheesemakers, et cetera. So that's number five. Number four, obviously, probably won't surprise you, protein. People, because of the weight loss craze, are just constantly looking for new forms of high quality protein, and dairy is one of the best. So that's another one that continues to drive in 26. Texture. I'm not sure we always think about that. People want a choice. So squeaky cheese curds, stretchy cheese for their grilled cheese, those texture issues, and even some of the, like the baked cheeses, those are all important to consumers going into next year. Health. Now, when I say health, I mean, I think we would all agree that dairy is healthy, but people want a clean label. They want to be able to read the ingredients that are in that cheese. Now, cheese is pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's basically milk, salt, culture. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a clean label to begin with. But that's something that's driving a lot of dairy trends next year. And then number one is sustainability. Hmm. And dairy farmers have been hearing this mantra about sustainability and telling their story. And now it's turning into financial rewards for some dairy farmers if their dairy cooperatives work with some of the big box stores like a Walmart, a Target, that type of thing, where they've actually got written in their business plan that they have to have a sustainability clause. So for dairy farmers to share their stories of the things they're doing on the land, how they're taking care of the cows, then they share that information and that and those data points with their dairy cooperative that make the cheese, they share it up the line as far as information with those big box stores. So there's that aspect of sustainability. The other aspect of sustainability is what packaging our cheesemakers are using. I know that I've talked to several cheese manufacturers that, you know, the film that's on the outside of the cheese, they want that to almost get to be food grade. So you literally would not have to take it off, you'd cut it and eat the wrapper with the cheese.
No, really?
So it's seriously. And it's kind of, but it's obviously high tech science and they're still trying to figure some of that out. But bioplastics, making whatever package your cheese is coming in or is packed in is biodegradable and fast. Those kinds of things are even the box that the cheese comes in and all that business, all those stories create the sustainability method that consumers look for as they go into the new calendar year. And like you said, website good, wisconsindairy.org/cheesetrends, and you can take a look at it yourself.
All right.
wisconsindairy.org/cheesetrends.
Kind of breaking up a little bit, but I wanted to just throw something in as far as the plastic wrap is concerned. You know, a lot of people, all my relatives used to throw cheese into a Ziploc.
Yeah.
And that just scared the daylights out of me because, I mean, it's not sealed up enough. I mean, it gets moldy inside those things. So I use, you know, Saran wrap, and I just wrap it up just like you buy it in the store.
Moldy.
But you, if you,
it still gets older.
Well, not as bad, not as quickly. Of course, I eat it rather.
Pam, what do you do?
I eat it rather quickly, though.
Do you?
I do. Okay. I love cheese. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Me too.
I eat it quickly, but I also put it in a Ziploc. I just compress the air around it in the Ziploc.
Yeah.
Sometimes, too, if it's a wet cheese, like a in there to absorb any extra moisture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can do that, too.
Once, remember, cheese by its nature is what is cheese. Cheese is kind of mold cheese, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you're not, once you break the seal on that package and expose it to any kind of air, it's going to start mold.
Well, that's true. That's true. But yeah, yeah, I like the plastic wrap. I mean, it works for me. I'm sticking with my plastic wrap. Okay. Even though, of course, I'm eating microplastics now. So,
you know. All right, Pam. Always fun to check in with you. You hope have a good weekend, and we'll check in again on Monday.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds good. Tie a knot, hang on, boys.
All right.
All right.
We'll see you later, Pam.
Had kind of a connection there that went a little screwy, but I think we could make most of it.
But here's one of the things, you know, she talked about protein, and protein is a great substitute. It's a fat burner, basically. If you have the protein will help you burn a lot more fat.
Right.
So it's something that you have to double up on, which, by the way, I'm starting to do this week.
Well, good for you, John Peterson.
All right.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, 29 past the hour. We'll check in again with the Midwest Food and Farm Report, and then we're back with Idiocracy for a Friday morning.
And I'd have to think of it more like a real news, but a fake administration.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, these aren't real people. every time I see a group shot of these people, I think of the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, or Gilligan's Island.
I know.
I mean, it's just
a bunch of characters.
It really is, you know, and they're horrible. I mean, they're monsters, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. All right.
Okay, time for Idiocracy here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, here's a story I didn't get to about a week ago, but this is Rachel Maddow. Hmm. She was reporting that former Brazilian president Javier Bolsonaro.
Javier Bolsonaro. I like it.
Who is about to begin a 27-year prison sentence for doing what Trump did, attempting to overthrow his country's democracy, trying to remove his ankle monitor. With a soldering iron.
Soldering iron?
Yeah, and flee to the U.S. with, get this, Trump's help. Okay. So they planned on taking this, the ankle monitor off. God. Seriously. No,
so bizarre.
No, this is just too much for me. I was trying to edit the story down, and I lost the audio on it, so that's why I'm telling you the story here. But, okay. I mean, seriously, really? He tried to get him out and, you know, take him to the U.S. This guy's like a drug lord.
Right?
Bring him to the U.S. Hey, come on over. We'll take anybody. It says here, Trump was plotting with him on Saturday, and Bolsonaro was arrested early Sunday morning. On Monday, Trump was asked about Bolsonaro, and Trump said he was expecting to see him very soon. I hope they're going to be in the same cell. When reporters told Trump that Bolsonaro was arrested...
Yeah.
Did you hear he got arrested? Trump appeared shocked and disappointed.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Son Eduardo Bolsonaro is facing trial in Brazil for seeking help from Trump
to
break his father loose. What is going on? Out here, you know, this just is the law and order party right here, boy.
Boy.
What
it's like they're like drug lords and mafia guys just taking
mafia
over.
Mafia dons, yeah.
I mean, that's what it's become.
And Trump, I mean, his whole appearance, his whole demeanor is to be a mob boss. I mean, he really admired them in New York, and he just wants to be so much like him. Now he's acting just like it.
Well,
although
he's
falling asleep a lot,
sitting
too.
At that desk, you know, everybody around him. And it's a bizarre scene every day. And then when the cabinet meetings, that last cabinet meeting went for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Three hours.
Yeah.
Can you imagine sitting in there for 3 hours?
No wonder he's falling asleep.
Yes.
You know, he loves the admiration. You know,
he
likes the lovely comments about how great he is, but you know, he can't stay awake through all of it. And it's so funny. It is so weird. This guy made fun of Sleepy Joe.
Right.
And yet he can't keep his eyes open at all, even at funerals, you know, important events.
Yeah.
He just passes out.
Yeah, Rubio was sitting right next to him during that meeting, and he just kept looking over at him, and I was waiting for him to just kind of reach out and you know,
yes,
you know,
yes.
nudge him awake.
Nudge him.
Yeah. Like, hey, boss.
Hey, boss, I'm talking now.
Come on.
I'm laying it on thick. Yeah. I want you to hear every second of it. Right. And he's sleeping. And then, of course, I think, and I mentioned this yesterday on the other show, is that was actually posted. That video was posted by Rubio.
Mark Rubio. Yes. Isn't that something?
Wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Taking a little shot, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us?
Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I was just kind of half listening here, and Trump is conspiring with these criminals in other places, trying to get them out of the country that they're going to face charges in, and at the same time, he's complaining about the Somalis in ancestry in Minnesota and talking about how horrible they are. At the same time, this guy is pardoning drug lords, and it is just
I'm wondering if
jaw dropping.
Yes,
I wonder if Trump was there with a soldering iron trying to take the ankle bracelet off.
It is crazy. Just
it's comical.
You know, and I heard the story about the first airstrike against the boat. Mm. And apparently, they saw boxes floating in the water, and that was the reason they hit again. That the people were recovering the boxes. Well, why not pick up the boxes and then let us know that there's actually something illicit in those boxes, other than the fact that these guys maybe were grabbing those boxes so they'd have something to float on before they got smoked.
By
Trump's minions here. It is just.
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we're watching them cover up the evidence. One way or another, it's evidence, and we want to know. And I think a lot of people, the public yesterday, I think in a poll, 70% disagree with the attacks on the boats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's overwhelming.
Yeah, it sure is.
We got some other, text here.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a criminal, you tend to surround yourself with and protect with other criminals to normalize and distract from your criminal activities. Impeach, impeach, impeach. And that's from Matt. And then Lynn out in Golden Valley, Minnesota. I am not even sure why that guy left his luxury spread in Florida to go back to Brazil to be arrested in the first place.
Mm.
Yeah. Trump would have taken his protection with a smile.
Hmm. Okay.
It's weird because they really want to clamp down. They're shooting boats out of the water.
Right.
Trying to prevent drugs from getting into this country and releasing all the drunk lords in other countries and bringing them to the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite figure that out.
Oh, God.
Why would they do that?
My head is exploding from all of this stuff. I can't handle it anymore. I just want to leave. all right. This is something I just had to bring up. Millions of dead people supposedly are claiming Social Security.
Well, this again.
This is so easy. This is not a head scratcher anymore. Pretty simple. It's obvious now that all of this, the stealing, this claiming of Social Security by dead people is not real. It's fake.
Right.
Dead claimants, how do they collect it? Where are these masses savings, by the way, that now they've gotten rid of the dead people collecting all of this? Where are the masses savings from that?
Right.
They never existed, these dead people. They never did. The numbers that Musk and Trump implied were evidence of massive fraud were merely database errors. Duh. It says here, as libtards and fancy pants so-called experts claim. So, you see, we knew right away, but we were libtards and fancy pants so-called experts claiming there are no dead people collecting Social Security checks.
Right.
Apparently, we were right. Social Security expert Charles Bailhouse said they were simply misreading a data file. And bottom line is they couldn't do anything because they weren't happening. See?
Okay.
So that's it.
Yeah, I thought they kept some of those older numbers just on file for future use, like, you know, 50 years later, they knew that
they're just
gone.
Take them off. They leave them on as a record, too, by the way.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because they know that, you know, no one's collecting it. We're going to have it here. So we know, you know, how many people had it at one time and just prevents a whole bunch of duplication.
Sure.
But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's another reason why they kept them on the rolls for all of these years. And there was a limit to how long you can collect. They usually, yeah. I think it's like 115.
Right.
I think that's it.
Right. I don't think anybody's ever made it to 115 yeah. years yeah. So, of collecting so the cutoff Social
point,
Security. But.
So the cutoff point is pretty safe.
Yeah. I think we're okay.
At this point.
Yeah.
All right. So Border Patrol surveillance of American drivers in Texas.
Oh, okay.
The U.S. Border Patrol, which has recently grown even more powerful through collaborations with other agencies now, is monitoring millions of American drivers nationwide, not just in Texas, in a secretive program to identify and detain people whose travel patterns it deems suspicious.
Okay. What?
Isn't that crazy stuff? Hey, could you go back to last month? Cut 171. Let's take a listen to cut 171. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Joel. I'm with the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. The only reason I'm stopping is when I was watching over there, you drifting over that fog line. I just want to make sure everything's okay. Do you have your driver's license on? It's not going to be a ticket. It's going to be a warning. Okay, I'm going to have you step out and sit in my passenger seat while I give you a warning, okay? Please call me. The moment he asked me to get out of my vehicle, I knew right away something was fishy about the entire thing.
There you go.
Okay.
Kind of an example of what's going on. It's the predictive intelligence programs have a network of cameras that scan and record vehicle license plates, use facial recognition to identify drivers, and an algorithm that flags vehicles deemed suspicious based on where they came from, where they are going, and which route they took.
Boy,
this is going on nationwide.
Big Brother is from Texas. Happening.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, see, all these little things are going on in the background that we don't know about.
Right.
This active role beyond the borders is part of the quiet transformation into something more akin to a domestic intelligence operation, watching each and every one of us. So this is scary stuff.
It is. You know, you can expect those kind of things at airports. I get that. Yeah. Big transportation centers and, you know, facial recognition and high security and everything. But just everywhere?
Everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere you go?
Yeah, you know, facial recognition on Ring doorbells is, I mean, that was over the top already.
Yeah.
Now this.
I know.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm scared.
thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate
close
that.
The blinds.
Okay. Yeah, we should. 6:48. It's cold out there this morning. 14 degrees, highs in the mid-20s, maybe a little light snow later. We'll come back in just a few minutes. Savannah Tomei Olson will join us in about 15 minutes. It's John Agourdi on a Friday morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's John and Gordy in the morning, 6:53. And coming up in about 15 minutes or less, we will have our grown-up gift list text-to-win multi-state contest. The keyword for this hour in the 7 a.m. hour is coming up.
All right.
All right.
Sounds excellent. Okay.
it's chilly out there, 14 degrees, highs in the mid-20s. Again, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Atwood Music Hall last night for the showing, the screening of Godfather of Green Bay. Pete Schwabo was there. We were there. Bunch of people from WMDX were there and Civic Media. It was great to see all of our listeners that showed up. It was terrific crowd there.
I slipped out early. I apologize to the individual. I was talking to this guy, and he remembers me from WIBA FM in the mornings there. And
way back.
We just started the conversation, and you guys pulled me away and said, "We're going to introduce Pete."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, you guys can wait, can't you?" No, we got to do it now.
Wow,
what a bunch of bullies, man.
Okay.
We could have delayed it.
So because
of
that,
you
left early, huh?
Well, I was miffed.
You were left in a huff. When you miffed and you leave in a huff,
that's right.
That's a bad sign.
That really is a bad sign. Yeah. Anger problem. Right. But I'd like to continue that conversation. I feel bad. I wish we had a little longer discussion because my memory fades at that point. I have no idea what I did back at WIBAFM.
It's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, except for the holiday parade that I organized.
You created. And it was Theater of the Mind,
that
wasn't
it? It's all Theater of the Mind. Yes,
the Fitchburg Parade.
The Fitchburg Days Parade. There was no downtown Fitchburg, but I mean, it sounded like a metropolis.
Right.
You know, busy streets, lights and everything, and floats with every personality in town, all the TV station personalities, weather people. I had everybody on that show. And they were on their floats, but we were stopped at red lights all the time. They didn't time the lights for the parade.
For the parade.
Yeah, so I had to apologize to everybody for the problem that we had. Anyway, it was a fun event, and no one listens to it. I gave it to you, and you wouldn't listen to it. And I was
sitting on my desk, I got to transfer it so we can all listen to it one of these days.
Hey, I'll tell you what, let's play this. I played this yesterday afternoon, but I just love this thing. What happened yesterday, I believe, was the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. The old description of it was that it's medical and public health experts. But because RFK Jr. is involved, there aren't any. and they're just debating, well, maybe we should give these vaccines.
Yeah,
maybe we should.
Maybe
you know?
Maybe, well, I don't know. What do you think?
The meningitis vaccine, forget it. We'll make the parents pay for it if they want it.
Sure.
All right, so here it is. This is a new show. This is from The Daily Show, and it's an ad for it's RFK Hospital. Let's listen.
Oh boy.
CSI Epstein Files. Man. I want to see that show. Anyway, that's great stuff. It really is. It's fantastic. Hey, could you go back again to last month, cut 163? Ted Cassidy didn't want to answer a... No, we don't have time for it. Keep doing this, don't I?
Well, okay.
I mean, these are two related subjects.
Well,
yeah. Well, see, you guys,
part of it.
You have to stop me. I talk too much here.
Oh, now it's our fault. Okay, really? You're throw the blame over to here? Yeah. What are you talking? You've got a clock right in front of you too. You know, glance at it once in a while.
I don't know. You know, you're supposed to, you know, rein me in here a little bit.
Oh,
isn't that what Catherine wanted? I think.
Okay.
I think that's why you're here.
I missed that. You know, I missed when we were getting late on time. And
yeah.
I like that. You know, that's character.
It's a throwback.
It's part of what we do here at the show.
Yeah. By the way, you know, Catherine Lake was there last night, and you know, congratulations to her for putting the whole thing together at Atwood Music Hall.
Absolutely,
it was really your idea. I remember you brought it up.
Was. I brought the whole thing up. I wanted to bring the movie back. I thought it was so good.
Yeah, so that was a great idea.
And if you love the movie, give us a call this morning, or at least text us and tell us what you thought of Pete Schwab's movie.
Yeah, Godfather of Green Bay. Yeah. You can text us. You can call us 608-879-8255, or use the Civic Media app. We're coming back with Savannah Tomei Olson, and also we'll tell you what the keyword is for our grown-up gift list text to win multi-state contest.
Okay, so, you know, we run out of time. We can't play the cuts we want to play. Don't get angry with me. Get angry with him, Gordy.
Thanks, pal.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.